ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 20 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स। Text number 7. Jaya Kurandi Bhutanam Sadhavo Dushya Jasubi Dadyan Shibi Prabhataya Kovi Kalpo Daradishu Shreya. Activities of utmost importance. Kurvanti, execute. Bhutanam, of the general mass of people. Sadavaha, saintly persons. Dushtaja, which are extremely hard to give up. Ashubi, by their lives. Dadyan Maharaj Tadichi Shibi Maharaj Shibi Pravrittaya and similar great personalities. Kaha, what? Vikalpaha, consideration. Dara Adishu, in giving the land to the Brahmin. Translation, Dadichi, Shibi, and many other great personalities were willing to sacrifice even their lives for the benefit of the people in general. This is evidence of history. So why not give up this insignificant land? What is the serious consideration against it? Translation, please repeat. Dadichi, Shibi, and many other great personalities were willing to sacrifice even their lives for the benefit of the people in general. This is the evidence of history. So why not give up this insignificant land? What is the serious consideration against it? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj was prepared to give everything to Lord Vishnu. And Sukracharya, being a professional priest, might have been anxiously waiting, doubting whether there had been any instance in history in which one had given everything in charity. Bali Maharaj, however, cited the tangible examples of Maharaj Shibi and Maharaj Dadichi, who had given up their lives for the benefit of the general public. Certainly one has attachment for everything material, especially one's land. But land and other possessions are forcibly taken away at the time of death. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham. The Lord personally appeared to Bali Maharaj to take away everything he had. And thus he was so fortunate that he could see the Lord face to face. Non-devotees, however, cannot see the Lord face to face. To such persons, The Lord appears as death and takes away all their possessions by force. Under the circumstances, why should we not part with our possessions and deliver them to Lord Vishnu for his satisfaction? Sri Chanika Pandit says in this regard, Sannimitte param tyago vinase niyate sati. Chanika Sloka 36. Since our money and possessions do not last, but will somehow or other be taken away, as long as they are in our possession, it is better to use them for charity to a noble cause. Therefore, Bali Maharaj defied the order of his so-called spiritual master. Shreya kurvanti bhutanam sadavo dustya subhi dadyan chibi prabhittayaha kovikalpo daradishu. Dadichi, Sibi, and many other great personalities were willing to sacrifice even their lives for the benefit of the people in general. This is the evidence of history. So why not give up this insignificant land? What is a serious consideration against it? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavnevyo Krishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut. But my spiritual master has opened my eyes to the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here we see, as Prabhupada points out, that Bali Maharaj was ready to sacrifice everything to Lord Vishnu. Previously, his spiritual master had told him that one must sacrifice for Lord Vishnu. Now he's telling him opposite. That now Lord Vishnu has come before you, he's going to take away everything. But Bali Maharaj said, anyway, it's going to be taken away. It's just some insignificant 3 steps of land. Even if by some trick he takes away the whole universe, what is the loss? It will be lost in the course of time anyway. And our Sukracharya, Prabhupada describes that he was a professional spiritual master. Sometimes people become spiritual master just to make a living. So he's worried that if Lord will take away everything, then how Sukracharya will get his money. So he's differently motivated, materially motivated, in giving advice to Bali Maharaj. That everything will be lost, and where will I get my sustenance? So this is material motivation. Spiritual master must be free from all material motivations. And he may be thinking that where is the example of somebody giving up everything for the Lord or for the benefit of the people? So Mili says, Dadichi and Shivi, he gives these examples. One small bird, he was chased by some hawk, isn't it? And that bird took shelter of Mahashivi. So then he said that I'm also, this is my food, you're taking away my food, then if you take away my food, then you must give me something. So finally Maharshivi was ready to cut off his own flesh. His own body. Nobody can. Here says, Dustyaja. We're very, very super attached, especially our body. Tiny little cut come, just like yesterday, one little cut came. Blood was coming. We can't imagine cutting off the body to feed this bird. And Adichie, they needed his bones to make a weapon to kill this, Vritrasura. So he gave up his very life. What to speak of giving up Maharshivi just to cut something, but he was ready to give up his whole life for the benefit of the people in general. So he's giving all these examples. There's so many examples. And not that I'm just speculating on my own. He's giving evidence from Scripture. Whenever we speak, we have to give evidence from Scripture. So he's giving evidence of previous great personalities. And the main thing is that their fame has lived after them. Our money will be gone. Our properties will be gone. Our friends will be gone. Wife will be gone. Everyone else will be gone. But our fame will live, because fame follows us. Just like we know the story of Madhavendrapuri, just like a couple of days this Chandan Yatra is coming. So that Shirchur Gopinath, he stole the, not sweet rice. Every time I go to there, they always say, why your book says sweet rice? There's no rice in it at all. It's sweetened condensed milk. But because in Bengali, milk is sheer, but in Bengali we say kheer, so kheer sounds like the Hindi for sweet rice. So they have written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sweet rice. But there's no rice, it's all sweetened condensed milk. You can go and see for yourself. But every time I'm there, the priests are always criticizing. So immediately he thought that in the morning, when the priest brought this pot of sweet rice, that, oh, Madhavendrapuri, you're so fortunate, the Lord has stolen pot of sweet rice for you. So a spot of sweetened condensed milk for you. So then he thought, in the morning when people hear, they'll come. He wasn't after fame. So he immediately slipped out. But as described, his fame followed him all the way to Puri. When he got to Puri, this is the fellow that Gopinath stole this year for him. This is the fellow. His fame followed him. Similarly, your bad fame, infamy will also follow you. Just like one time I was staying in LA Temple for some time, and previously I was in Boulder, Colorado, which is a very small temple. So LA Temple, we know Prabhupada visited there many times, so everyone likes to be in the LA Temple. So there was one young girl, my wife and I made her devotee in Boulder before we got transferred to LA. But she got bored at small temple, you know. No sannyasis come, no big devotees come, it's only a few devotees. Big temple is always very exciting. So she came to LA. And my wife engaged her in mixing the charnamrit, where they take the charnamrit, mix it with yogurt and some sugar, and they put it in the bowl. And I was always right beside Prabhupada, somehow or other. Because now where the Fate Museum is, that was the old temple room of LA. And Prabhupada's quarters were behind, and there was a door in the back. Prabhupada would walk in, he'd pay obeisance to Gornitai. Then there was a column with the Charanamrit, he would take Charanamrit. Then we just had little Radha Krishna deities, this big. And the big ones weren't there that we see now in LA, little brass, this big. He'd pay obeisance to Radha and Krishna, then he would pay obeisance to Jagannath. Then in the very back of the temple room, in front of Radha and Krishna, was his Vyasa-san. So somehow when Prabhupada would come in, I would always make sure I was right there. So when Prabhupada, he paid his obeisance, then he went to take Charanamrit, so I was standing right there. And Prabhupada took Charanamrit, and I got it. I was the one right in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada looked at me with eyes that were like he was going to burn me into ashes. You know, it is salt. It is salt.
I was just like, I didn't do it, you know. I was right there, so I got it, you know. Then Prabhupada paid obeisance to Radha Krishna, he paid obeisance to Jagannath. He went and sat down when Govinda prayer stopped. Then he said, who has made this Charanamrit? Where is that person? Bring him. So this poor little girl, she was just a bhaktin, hardly in a few weeks in the moment. And somehow they called her out of the kitchen. And then my wife understood what was going on. She gave her the duty. She thought, oh, now I'm going to get in trouble because I gave her the duty. And Prabhupada said, why you have done this? Why you have done this? You have no responsibility. If you cannot see what is different, if you cannot see, then you taste. Why you have put salt in the Charanamrit? And she was just shaking like a leaf. And she had no idea what to say. She just says, just a new bhakta, a few weeks in the movement, you know. So she said, Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada. It is not Krishna's mercy, it is your stupidity. Someone else should do this service from now on. When things go wrong, oh well, Krishna's mercy. No, it is your stupidity. So then we didn't see her after that. I thought she must have blooped. So one day, Radha Swami was giving class. And he was also talking about this same point, how our fame or infamy will follow us. He said, just like there was one girl in L.A. Temple, I won't mention her name, he said, but she put salt in the Charanamrit. And wherever she would go, everyone was, oh, there's the girl who put the salt in the Charanamrit. So after class, I said, no, you have to tell me his name because I made her a devotee. Who is she? So her name was a nice devotee named Suchitra. So I was I thought she blew, but I was very happy to find out she actually survived in Krishna consciousness. Because that's heavy, Prabhupada. It is not Krishna's mercy, it is your stupidity. So your fame will, your infamy will also follow you. It's the only thing, your bank balance, we talked last week, that will stay there. Everything else will stay here. Only your name will stay after you. So, better to use whatever we have for the benefit so that our fame will live after us. Because as Bali Maharaj is explaining, or Prabhupada is explaining here, whatever we have, it will be taken away. Bali Maharaj, he gave everything to the Lord. What happened? He got to see the Lord face when the Lord suddenly revealed his form with beautiful flashing golden dhoti and beautiful color like a monsoon cloud and four arms with concha disc club and lotus flower and beautiful jeweled crown and kastuba money on his chest. He saw the Lord face to face by giving up everything. He saw the Lord face to face. He got the greatest benefit by giving everything to the Lord. And here Prabhupada explains, the materialists, they're afraid to give anything to the Lord. But they cannot keep anything. He says the devotees, they see the Lord face to face. But the non-devotees, Lord appears before them as death. Here Prabhupada quotes this verse. What is it? Mrityu sarvaharascham. Hara means, we know, to take away. Mrityu sarva. Sarva we know means all. Mrityu sarva haras chesam. That I am all-devouring death who takes away everything. So, this is our situation. Either we can offer everything with love to the Lord, now while we're still alive, or at the time of death, the Lord is going to take everything by force. You're going to give up everything anyway. Either in love or by force. You will have to give up. Therefore, our Bhaktivinod, he prays, what is that? Manasa deha geha jokichu mor arpilum duapade nandakisho. Manasa means the mind. Deha, we know deha. Right? There's one verse in second chapter. Every devotee knows. Deyanosminyata dehe komaram jovanam dara tatra dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyate. Deha means body. Manasa deha geha. Geha, we can figure out this is old village Bengali. Griha. Manasa deha geha. My house, my mind, my body, my house. Manasa deha geha. Jokichu mor, whatever is mine. Arpilum duapade nandakishore. So Bhaktivinod, with love, he's offering everything now while he's still alive. He's offering everything to the Lord. Manasa deha geha jokichu mor. Arpilum duapade, I'm offering to your two lotus feet. So we're going to have to give up everything anyway. Either we offer it in love or in great fear, everything will be taken away. So better we offer everything. And once we are offered to the Lord, then we're the sold out, just like animal that's been sold to an owner. He has no worry about his maintenance. Owner is going to maintain him. So if we surrender everything to the Lord, we have no worry about our maintenance. Just like Mrigari the hunter, somehow or other, anyway, anyhow, our Nard Muni, famous Nard Muni, he convinced Mrigara, you give up this killing of the animals. He showed him what's his karma going to be for doing all this sinful life. He said, but how will I maintain myself? He said, don't worry, I will maintain you. Don't worry, I will maintain you. So later, Nard Muni came, the same fellow who was torturing animals. He went to pay his obeisance. He saw there were some ants, you know, with a piece of cloth. He was moving them out of the way so he could pay his obeisance. He was afraid to even hurt an ant before he was torturing. He would not kill the animals. Nard Muni first gave him the prerogative, at least kill them directly. Don't torture them. He said, no, this is what I've done. This is my father done. My father before him done. We've always done it like this. I'm going to do it like this. Then Nard Muni said, all right, just see what reaction is waiting for you. First he tried to lessen. He said, the devotees have a little compassion. They don't like to chop, usually. He gave him all to you. Just kill them. But then he said, no, I'm going to do like this. I always done like this. So then, now he's not even ready to... And then he told, my dear spiritual master, you send so much, I have to give it away. When everyone saw that Mrigari, the cruel hunter, had become a Vaishnava, they were astonished. Then they would come, they would bring fruit offerings and grains and whatever he needed. He had so much, he was giving it away in charity. He said, you're sending so much. So it's not that by surrendering everything to the Lord, we'll become loser. We'll lose everything. Will become gainer millions of times. Mrigari is praying, my dear spiritual master, please don't send so much. I can't use it all. And devotees have seen, we surrendered everything, and still everything is going on. Not that we became loser, we became gainer by millions of times. Now we're living in beautiful palace, this Krishna Balaram Mandir, beautiful palace. Just we had some ordinary house, and we left that house, now we have beautiful palace to live in. The beautiful deities of Gornitai, Krishna Balaram Radhasham Sundar, beautiful Samadhi Mandir. Wonderful place. Not that by giving up in everything we lost, we became gainer. So Bali Maharaj is saying that everyone in the past did like this. They sacrificed things for the benefit of others. Even their lives they sacrifice. He says, what is this piece of land? It is nothing. Let me offer it. What is this serious consideration against him? So he was ready to give up everything for the Lord. even at the expense of, Prabhupada here says, not spiritual master, so-called spiritual master. Generally, we should not disobey the order of the spiritual master. But here, as I said, spiritual master is materially motivated. He's wondering, where will my maintenance come from? If my master is becomes penniless, then what will happen to me? He's giving instruction based on material motive. So therefore, he's so-called spiritual master. Therefore, there was no harm in Bali Maharaj rejecting the orders of Shukracharya. So these are all wonderful verses here. Today is also the appearance day. This is the dark moon day of the month of Vaishak. Dark moon day of the month of Vaisak. The appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. We sing every day, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarin. So this we call Panchatattva Mantra, because there's Lord is not alone, he appears in five features. Prabhu's written one whole book, Lord Chaitanya in five features. So Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. Krishna Varnam Tasa Krishna Sangupanga Saparshadam Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayu Yajantihi Sumedasa. Again, not that we are blindly saying. Just like many people object, oh, you're saying that your leader of your sampradaya, he's Bhagawan. So everybody's saying like that. Everybody's saying ours is Bhima, ours is Vayu, ours is Aniruddha. Everybody's saying like that. But it's not just that we're saying out of sentiment. It says Krishna Varnam Tasa Krishnam. Krishna Varnam, Varnan means to describe. He's always describing Krishna, Krishna Varnam, but he himself, Ah Krishna. 2 days, actually two ways we can get Krishna Varnam, just like we have Varnasram. Varnam means category. So he's in the category of Krishna, Krishna Tattva, Krishna Varnam. He's Krishna. But next verse line says, Ah Krishnam. He's Krishna, but he's not Krishna. Because we know that when Mahaprabhu appeared, he was not Shamsundar, he was? Gaurasundar, he's golden. Golden means Ah Krishna, not black. Krishna means black, so Ah Krishna, Krishna Varnam, this Ah Krishnam, he's golden in complexion. So this description. And what is he doing? Yagyai Sankirtana Praya. He's always doing Sankirtan Yagya. Ijantihi Sumedha Sa. Those who have Sumedha. One is Sumedha means good. Just like we know, we put this word Su, then something becomes really nice. But if we put the word Ku means crooked. Kumedha. Generally we have Kumedha, very crooked mentality, only seeking after sense gratification. Fingers pointing back to ourself. I want for my benefit. That's Ku. Su means for Krishna's benefit. That's straight. Su. Ijanti hi su medasa. So Lord Chaitanya, he's Krishna himself. And Krishna's never alone. He comes with his expansion. First expansion is Balaram. So that Lord Nitai, he's none other than Balaram. Brijendananda jay sati suta hoilo se. That Brijendananda and Shamsundar, now he's come as the son of Mother Sati. Balaram hoilo nitai. Balaram has come as nitai. Then their avatar is a Bhagavatam's description of all the avatars. First is the Purusha avatars. Mahavishnu. Advaitacharya's Mahavishnu. So on this side, it is all Vishnu Tattva, Ishwar Tattva. Obviously, Gadadhar and Srivas, Gadadhar is none other than, he's Shakti Tattva, he's Radharani. One is the worshipped, another is the worshipper. And Srivas is devotee, worshipper. So this Panchatattva, three are worship, two are worshipper. So he, Gadadhar Pandit, he's none different than, actually Gorganadesha Deepika, says that son of Vrishabhanu, that daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, has come as Gadadhar. But we see Gadadhar, he's always very submissive and always serving Mahaprabhu. Whereas we know Radharani, in her real form, in her original form, she's Bhamya. She's a little feisty nature. But Gadadhar can't manage because Mahaprabhu has taken the bhava of Radharani. Radha bhava duti suvalitam, nomi Krishna sarupam. He has taken the luster and bhava of Radharani. So that feisty nature is gone. So he's very submissive. He's also just 1 year, just like Radharani is 1 year younger than Krishna. So he's also, Gadadhar is 1 year younger. He's coming from Chittagong, now we call Chittagong in Bangladesh. And so beautiful places there. I've been there. Just near Chittagong is Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham. And we'll talk about Pundarik Vidyanidhi in a little bit. He's very important in Gadadhar Pandit's life. So it's just near Chittagong, but you go there, it is Goloka on this planet. You'll never see a place so beautiful, so green, so many flowers. Beautiful kuns are there. The Bengalis flip out. There's fish this big in the kuns because nobody eats them there. Beautiful. It is Goloka on this earth. Very beautiful place. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. ISKCON is maintaining it now. And next door is, I believe, Govinda Ghosh's appearance place. One of the Ghosh's. So anyway, he came from that same Chittagong and they settled in Navadvip. His parents came and then he was born in Mayapur, just near Gorhari's house. And his mother, Ratnavati, she considers Mother Sachi just like her big sister, Buddy Ben. Therefore, Gorhari and Gadadhar, they became friends because Mother Sachi was always being visited by Mother Ratnavati. And they became the fastest of friends, always playing, inseparable. Gadadhar cannot be separated. Then they went to the same toll. Toll means school. But their mood, because that feisty mood is gone. Therefore we see Nimai, he's very, very chanchal. He's a very, very naughty fellow. And always very restless. But Gadadhar, he's very serious. Therefore this Nimai, he's always teasing him, asking him useless logic questions, because he was a big pundit in logic now. And Gadadhar is always getting, because he's very serious, he's always getting upset. But he cannot leave Gorhari. He's in a dilemma. This fellow is disturbing my mind. I cannot stand him, but at the same time I cannot live without him. So it was like this. They were playing, have so many wonderful pastimes together. In this way they grew up together. In that same village there was a Mukunda Datta who was also very dear to Gadadhar. And one time, whenever any saintly person will come to Mayapur, then to Navadvip, Mukunda will find out, he will go get Gadadhar, let's go see some saintly person, always taking him to see some holy man who's come. So one day he told one very saintly person has come from Chittagong, now known as Chittagong. His name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He said, come, this is very Vaishnava, very worth seeing Vaishnava. Very exalted Vaishnava. So Gadadhar went and he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He had big long hair all curled around on his head, beautiful silken turban, silken cloth. He was reclining on velvet pillows. Red Betelgeuse was on his teeth, like that. He was being fanned. Two servants were fanning him. He looked just like complete sensualist, materialist. So Gadadhar, within his mind, said, why Mukunda has brought me here? This guy is a complete materialist. What kind of great Vaishnava is this? So Mukunda, he understood what was happening. So he quoted some, and Mukunda's voice was very sweet, so he sang some verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Immediately, Pundarabhinidhi, when he heard the sweet singing of Mukunda, he became crazy, he began to shiver, tears came from his eyes, he tore his silk turban, he tore his cloth, he fell on the ground, he began to pull his beautiful hair he was pulling, his cloth was becoming dirty, he was rolling on the ground, he fell unconscious. Then Gadadhar thought, oh my goodness, what type of apparat have I done? This was actually a great Vaishnava, but I was seeing only from the outside. Internally, he's a great Vaishnava. Oh. So he considered, the only way I can become free from this apparat is that I take initiation from him, mantra diksha. So he explained to Mukunda Datta his vichar, his idea. So Mukunda Datta introduced Gadadhar and told all the good qualities of Gadadhar and said, Gadadhar wishes to take initiation. And Pundarabhinidhi said, only after many, many lifetimes of pious activities one can get such a disciple. I'm very happy. I will definitely accept him in the future as my disciple. Only after millions of pious activities one can get such a disciple. We're thinking opposite. We're very fortunate to get spiritual master. He was thinking, Gadadhar is so wonderful. He's thinking it's by good fortune. Then Gadadhar, he consulted with Mahaprabhu that this and this happened. I was within my mind, I committed great offense. Later I saw he's a great Vaishnava. I'm thinking I can only be free from this offense. Because we know we want to be very careful about Vaishnava aparad. Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha that bhakti is very easy. He even gives example from Shastra. There was one sparrow, he was sitting by the Vishnu temple, and one hawk came. So we know hawks, they like to eat sparrows, a little small bird. So he was flying round and round the Vishnu temple, and that hawk bit him and killed him. But because he was flying around the Vishnu temple, he went back to Vaikuntha. His soul went to Vaikuntha. He's a bird. What does he know? What is Vishnu temple? What is this building? He doesn't know anything. But Lord said, no, he's doing my prikama. He's done some pious activity. More than pious activity, prikama of Vishnu temple. He went back to Godhead. Bhakti is so easy. Then the question automatically Jiva Goswami asks is, why are we having so much trouble? We're all having so much trouble in our spiritual life, is it? Why? If bhakti is so easy. He said, the easy part is bhakti. The hard part is avoiding offenses, especially Vaishnava aparad. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is very good. You take diksha, this will free you from this aparad. You should be very careful. So on a very auspicious day, then Gadadhar Panda got mantra diksha from Pundarabhinidhi. So then, one day, because Gadadhar always used to go to the garden and pick nice flowers to make garlands to give to Gaurhari. Because he's Radharani. Radharani's also, just like Kusum Sarovar is there, where Radharani's always picking flowers, is just near Radhakund. So she will make garlands to give to Krishna. And Srivas Pandit came there very jubilant and dancing. He said, what's the matter? He said, just last night, Nimai has returned from Gaya. And he's become a great Vaishnava. Oh, we forgot one thing. One day, because he's always asking silly questions to Gadadhar, he told, what is the symptom of a liberated person? So Gadadhar gave some answer based on Shastra. And he said, no, he's completely suffering like anything. That is a liberated person. He said, in the future you will understand. You won't understand now. In the future you'll understand. Liberated person is suffering the most serious misery. So anyway, Srivas was very joyful. He said, Namaya has returned from Gaya. Now he's completely mad after Krishna. He's become a great Vaishnava. So when Gadadhar went, he saw that he was just completely just Krishna. Oh, tell me, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So Gadadhar Pandit said, "Why are you crying? He's in your heart." Then Mahaprabhu took his nails, he began to scratch. And Gadadhar grabbed him and said, no, don't do this. No, I must see Krishna, I must see Krishna. Don't worry, in due course of time, Krishna will reveal himself to you. Don't do like this." And Mother Sachisi blessed him, "Yes, my dear Gadadhar, you never leave this, my son. He will always be safe in your hands. I'm very happy. You never leave my son." So they were always together like this. Now they're discussing. As he told at that time, said, "You will understand one day the meaning." Because he saw Mahaprabhu was in the misery of... He was a liberated soul because he's in the misery of separation from Krishna. And he told, "You will see, I will become such a Vaishnava that even Shiva and Brahma will bow down to me." He said, "In the future you will see." Now Gadadhar was seeing. Then Mahaprabhu considered taking sannyas. And Gadadhar Pandit, no, why do you have to take sannyas? You can do your Krishna consciousness at home. Just like we see, especially in India, as soon as some young boy becomes devotee, then the mother and father come. Because Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, "Mama Maya Dharatya," this Mama Maya is very difficult to overcome. "Mama, Papa." Then the mother comes, "But you can do your Krishna consciousness at home, why do you have to move into the ashram?" So Gadadhar Pandit was giving him the same thing. You just stay. And Mahaprabhu said, "No, unless I take sannyas, no one will take my teaching seriously." Anyway, he defeated Gadadhar Pandit. So he took sannyas and he went to Puri. Gadadhar wanted to go to Puri. He said, no, you have to stay here. So Mahaprabhu went to Puri. Then somehow or other, some people were going to Puri, so Gadadhar Pandit went with them. Then Mahaprabhu was also very happy that Gadadhar Pandit has come. And they will sit, there's a garden, there's one area of Puri called Yameshwar. There's a big temple of Yameshwar. It's way down in the ground. If you can understand, it's very old. Because the old place was down like this, then they broke it, they built on top of it, they broke, you can go in any, just like sometimes they're in London, they're digging, they find some old buildings from first century, before first century. Because everything is built on top. So that place has been there for so many years. Everything else around it is built up. But this is Yameshwar temple is down below. So in part of that area, there was a garden. Darda means tota. So they would sit in Yameshwar tota. And they would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, in that Tota Gomena temple, they have some writing of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's actual writing is there. And they would just go into ecstasy and cry. Sometimes even the words of the Bhagavatam were washed away by their tears. So one time, because that Yameshwar Tota, that's also near Chatak Parvat, which Mahaprabhu considered just like Vrindavan, Govardhan. One time they were sitting in the Yameshwar Tota, and Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar, "I want to give you the most valuable thing. I will give you the most thing that is most precious to me." And Mahaprabhu began to dig the ground in the tota. And suddenly, little black top knot appeared. Then Gadadhar also began to dig, and they were both digging together. And they dug and they dug and they dug, and this beautiful deity of Tota Gopinath appeared. I don't know if anybody had ever seen Tota Gopinath. Exquisitely beautiful deity of Tota Gopinath. Mahaprabhu told him that you worship this deity for the rest of your life. You never leave Puri. You serve Gopinath. You give diksha to those who want Braja Bhakti. And you serve this Gopinath. And later, actually, Gadadhar took Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means that you, just like most of the Babaji's, they take Vrindavan Kshetra. They never leave Vrindavan. So we know in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he decided to go to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar followed him. Mahaprabhu kept telling him to go back. In fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one picture how Mahaprabhu got in a boat to cross the river to go outside of Sri Kshetra. Gadadhar wanted to come. Mahaprabhu was sitting there telling the devotees, take him back, and Gadadhar Pandit's fainting. I posed for that picture. I was in Portland, Oregon at that time, temple president. I came down to LA because Prabhupada was there. And I was walking down the street minding my own business, and Jadarani came running out of one of the BBT buildings. Said, hey, you, come here. We need someone to pose for pictures. Because they were on the great Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon that we read about in Leelamrit. So this is my part in it. Anyway, she grabbed me and said, now you pose. So I had to pose for different pictures. When Mahaprabhu went to Nandagam and he found in a cave Nanda Baba and Yasoda Maya and Krishna began to caress, that was that picture with Mahaprabhu caressing the body of Gopal, that's me. The Buddhist saint guru came and he gave a plate with contaminated things to Mahaprabhu and the hawk picked it up. That guru going like this, getting the plate on his head, that's me. There's an old man standing with a cane behind. That's me. And Mahaprabhu jumping in the boat, that was me. They made me jump many times. They kept getting the pictures. Said, no, not good enough. And Jadarani wasn't satisfied with my fainting. I was Gadadhar Pandit fainting. So I had to fall on the floor many times so she got the picture she wanted. So that picture is all, and Mahaprabhu sitting in the boat going like that, that's also me. That was my tiny little part in the great Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon. So Gadadhar told him, he said, to hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. And he says, you are my Sri Kshetra and you are my Gopinath. And Mahaprabhu said, no, send him back. So Vaitacharya and everyone, they took him back. And he worshipped Tota Gopinath. And later Mahaprabhu told, because that time, remember, he went, instead of going west to Vrindavan, he went north to Bengal. And he got as far as Kanai Natchala when he turned around, came back. And he said, because I made Gadadhar unhappy, therefore I couldn't go to Vrindavan. So anyway, later he did go to Vrindavan. And anyway, Gadadhar worshipped that Gopinath. Then we know that Lord Chaitanya, one time he was dancing in the courtyard of Tota Gopinath and he disappeared into the body of Gopinath and was never seen again. And sometimes you give few rupees, Pujari will, because there's a little crack in the knee of the golden crack is there. They say that's where he disappeared. Some biographers also say Gadadhar Pandit, he couldn't remain without Mahaprabhu. So very shortly he also disappeared within Gopinath. Anyway, some also say that Gadadhar disappeared. And Tota Gopinath is sitting down, and I always thought that it was, I had always heard that it was because in his old age, Gadadhar Pandit couldn't put the garland. But Bhakti Purushottam, one time I was on Sri Kshetra Prakama, and Bhakti Purushottam Swami described to us that actually Gadadhar Pandit, he was same age, because we just heard, they were class fellows. And Mahaprabhu left at 48, so no one is 48 and you're not old man yet. Once you start passing 60, then things start falling apart. So there was no question of him having trouble to put, it was later after, he couldn't bear the separation. He left almost a little while after Mahaprabhu left and Mamu Thakur took over. It was Mamu Thakur in his old age. He couldn't put the garland, so the Gopinath sat down. So you'll see the only deity of Krishna playing his flute in sitting position is Tota Gopinath, who was given to Gadadhar Pandit. So today is Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day, the dark moon day, Amavasya of Vaisakh. So I tried to explain something about that. So anybody has any questions or comments?
So, amongst devotees, we also have a tendency that you see something happening from a distance, or you hear somebody doing something, and then you just go see, and then you come back and see also by getting other people in what you're doing rather than finding out what's the reality. Mm. So how do we avoid those offenses?
By practice. There's no, the trouble is, we're in the internet age where we become lazy. We just want to click on the link. So I want the link, no more offenses link. Click, bing, no more offenses. No, you have to do the work. You have to become vigilant. I remember Vishnujan Swami said, you have to be vigilant. He told me one time he walked into Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada said, Maya is always there. You have to be vigilant. So Vishnujan was always, most of the time we're dull-headed. But you have to be vigilant in Krishna consciousness. So we have to learn how to avoid. It's so dangerous. Even there's a story that one time Rupa Goswami was meditating on some wonderful pastime where the cowboys told they're going to give Krishna some sweet, and he opened his mouth, they threw a flower in his mouth. So Rupa Goswami was laughing like anything. And this old Vaishnava came who was bent in many ways. His body was crooked and he was walking in a funny way. Just like we see some people walking in funny ways. So he saw Rupa Goswami was laughing at him. At least that's what he thought. So he took offense and he went to Sanata Goswami, your brother is laughing at me because my body is crooked. And Sanata Goswami said, no, you don't know what happened. At that time, Rupa Goswami also came. He said, I was meditating in this beautiful pastime. Now my mind, it's become disturbed. I cannot meditate on that pastime. And so Sanata Goswami laughed. He said, yes, and he explained what happened. Because this Vaishnava took offense from your laughing, therefore your meditation is missed, and then both of the Vaishnavas, they fell on each other's feet, and Rupa Goswami was happy. So even up to that point, just like in same Bhakti Sandar, Jiva Goswami is talking that we have to specially avoid Vaishnava Parad. He gives, we always hear about the ten Nama Parads, but he quotes from Skanda Purana about the six Vaishnava Parads. Hanti nanandi vaidveshti Vaishnava nabi nandati Grudyanti yadino harsham darshanam patitani shat. Hanti, we know this verse in Bhagavad. Hanyate manyahane sarire. Hanti means to do harm to a Vaishnava. Nindanti, this is our favorite one. We love to criticize Vaishnavas. This is our favorite. Oh, did you hear it's on the internet? So and so did this. Hanti nindanti vaidveshti. Dvesha, raga dvesha. Dvesha means to become envious of Vaishnava. Hanti nandandi vaidveshti Vaishnava anabhinandati. Abhinandan means to welcome. If Vaishnava comes, at least we say Haribol Prabhu. We say something sweet. We give proper welcome to a Vaishnava. Because the other offense is anabhinandati. Vaishnava anabhinandati. Vaishnava comes and we don't give any welcome. That is also offense. Krudyanti. Just like we know the word crowed, as a noun it's crowed, the verb is crude. Somehow by Sunday when it becomes a noun, then the U turns into O, crowed. Krudyante, to become angry on a Vaishnava. Yeti no harsham darshanam. Yeti means if, darshanam, we see a Vaishnava, no harsham, and we're not happy. We think, oh, here comes so-and-so das. Here comes so-and-so dasi. Oh, no. If we see a Vaishnava and we don't feel happy, that is, now you can wonder why we're having so much trouble in our devotion. Even up to that, we see a Vaishnava, we don't feel happy. So now, we have to do the work. We have to become very vigilant in our Krishna consciousness by practice. Krishna told Arjuna, abhyas. By practice. And we may think, oh, it's hopeless. We're thinking, oh, it's hopeless. How will I ever learn to avoid Vaishnava Parad? But they're not hopeless. The Brijbasis, they have a little verse that gives us some hope. He said, kada kada gabyase jarmati hota sajan rasari avata javate silpar pari nishan. Kada kada gabyase, by abhyas, jarmati means dull-witted fellow, sajan, he becomes gentleman. I'll give you a little practice. Just like English literature, we have one drama, My Fair Lady. There was one lady, she spoke English very poorly. The rhine and spine rhines, mindly in the pline, might. And one fellow took her, and he, by practice and practice and practice, finally she could say, the rain in Spain rains mainly in the plain. So jarmati, even dull-footed fellow, can become sajan, gentleman. Rasari avata javate shilpar parinisan. Just like we go someplace, there's a well, you'll see there's lines cut in the stone, and nobody came with a hammer and a chisel and cut those grooves. That's cut by the rope. Are you kidding? Rope is soft, stone is very hard. Don't try to fool me. But avata javat, avata javat, avat, coming and going, coming and going. Shield is like overland shield, stone, nishan, the mark is there. It's impossible, it's getting, rope is soft, it's going in the water, in the well, it's getting more soft. But abhyas, by practice, by going, avadajavad, the same way we're thinking, how will I get free from all these offenses? But avadajavad, by practice, especially our practice is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. See, even the stone-like heart will get cut. Oh, Jigyasu has a question. All right. Easy to say, hard to do. I'll guarantee you, when the time of death comes, they will cry, oh, my all things is going. Even their family is being taken away from them. Easy to say, but hard to do. Only if you surrender to Krishna, it becomes easy. Anyway, it's very late. We should stop here. And we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's taught us how to offer everything to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.